Sauce Trunk, a weekly trunkload of open source.
Episode 0. Hi, this is episode 0 of Sauce Trunk. Let me introduce this podcast first and explain the goals and motives behind it. Open source software or free software is extremely cool, now that's for sure. But a lot of people still don't get the general idea and see open source software as a nice project that only delivers software that is not really ready or still in development phase or is very hard to work with. Now the aim of this podcast is to demystify the use of open source applications and help people find and use the right software on the right spot. It is aimed at Linux users, FreeBSD users, NetBSD users, all sorts of BSD users, Microsoft Windows users, macOS X users. It's made for your retired uncle who likes to use graphical applications and is using cracked versions of, for example, Photoshop and wants to do it in a legal way. It's aimed at the system administrators who don't always have the time to browse at their leisure for nice Unix tools they can tinker with. Maybe you're a college student who has bought a new laptop and you don't have the dough to buy professional 3D rendering software. It's especially for people who like to change the software they are using and help the community out to make that piece of software better. Or it's aimed at the regular Joe who wants to have software completely for free. As in, don't have to pay anything for it, or just support developers with nice gadgets. For people who don't have a clue what open source software is, think of it as software that permits users to study, change, and improve the software. For this podcast, it is good to know that most, but not all, of the software is free to use, no charge, and most of the time it is really up to the task. Sometimes there are license fees involved, and sometimes it's, like I said, enough to buy a t-shirt or a lousy coffee mug to support the developers. And sometimes you really don't have to do squat, and all you get out of that deal is excellent software, free for you to use. Now, I'm a systems administrator, and I tend to use a lot of open source on servers, a lot of open source on laptops we provide for our users, and it really is astonishing to see how little people know about free and open software. Even a lot of colleagues of mine, or colleagues from other companies, don't really grasp the direct and practical benefits of open source software. That's why I decided to make this podcast. Another reason for making this podcast has to do with frustration, personal frustration. When I listen to various podcasts about system administration, technology in general, or operating systems, I sometimes pick up a mention of neat software applications. And then I want to hear more, but most of the time, those podcasts stay really nice on the subject and only spend a few minutes or even seconds about that application. And that's why I made this podcast. This podcast will be application only, and they have to be open source. I am by no means a specialist on the subject, just a computer geek who likes open and free software and loves spreading the word about it. So this podcast will grab a fistful of open source applications out of the source trunk that is the internet and explain the uses, tell more about the background, and it will give you tips and tricks about it. It will try to cram free applications in less than half an hour, going from Office applications, server software, to multimedia software. And I'll always throw in something extra, an application that doesn't fit the three previous categories. We'll call that one the odd one out. I'll always end the episode with a song that I grabbed from music.podshow.com to help beginning artists to promote their work. And really, more as an intermezzo, for people who crunch podcast after podcast, technology stuff, computer stuff, art stuff, all that without a single line of music. So I think I can imagine that it would be nice to have some music after a podcast. So that's why. This podcast will be downloadable in OGG, so the open source version of sound file, but also in MP3, which is not open source. But hey, I want to reach as much people as I can with this thing. So this will be the only proprietary stuff on the podcast. That's the format itself. But like I said, you can download it in ARC as well. The theme song of this podcast is by Brand New Sin. You can find them on music.podshow.com. Without further ado, let's close this introduction and enjoy the song Drive Me Out from Headrush. See you later in the first episode of SourceTrunk.
The sun.